From one night stands to the best relationship advice, please stop what you're doing, because you're now tuned into the hottest dating show on the planet, the Smith Express Dating Show, hosted by yours truly, Christopher C. Smith.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live. Got one of the Chicago legends, you know what I'm saying? R&B sensations, my homie Jave, you feel me? Here live on the Smith Express Dating Show, where we give the best advice, you know what I'm saying? No matter what it is you're going through, you know what I mean? What's poppin', my dude?
What's poppin', my boy Smith? What's good with you, man? How you feeling?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Just enjoying the day, man. Just grinding, trying to be successful, man.
I know, that's right, shit. I feel you on that one, shit. You're doing a great job at it, too.
Good looking, boss. Good looking, you feel me? But, hey, let's get straight into it, man. Dating in 2024, in your opinion, what is some of the things you can and cannot do? You know what I'm saying? The pros and cons, because like dating now is totally different. Even approaching a female is totally different than what it was 20, 30 years ago. You feel me?
Right. So, what?
No, you go ahead. My bad.
You good. I was trying to see what you said. What? Like, what was the question?
No, I was saying, like, what do you think dating, because you know what I'm saying, it's 2024, dating is totally right. Different, you feel me?
Exactly.
So like, you know what I mean, what's some of the pros and cons or things in your opinion that the do's and don't do, you feel me, on dating,
do's.
You know what I'm saying, in 2024?
Shit, man, well, I feel like, you know, you gotta cut off social medias, man, because, you know, social medias is definitely a big factor when it comes to relationships and breakups and shit like that. You know, you definitely got to cut the internet off, because there's too much bullshit on there, you know?
Facts. Attention is a hell of a drug.
It sure is. You know, go ahead.
No, I was saying, like, you know what I mean, the value, you know what I'm saying, I feel like the value of dating has definitely went down, like, the meaning, because, you know, back in the day, dating, people was excited to go on a date, you feel me? Like, it was an exciting thing to want to approach, you know what I'm saying, the person you're interested in, and, you know what I'm saying, ask them out, or at least get their attention. Because back in the day, you had to do a lot to get their attention, you know what I'm saying? Like, to even, right. You know what I'm saying, to even get to first, second, and third base, it was a lot you had to do. Now, it seemed like with social media, I feel like it definitely made it much more easier to get the goal that you want to get, you know what I'm saying? When you see someone, or, you know what I'm saying, or you meet that person, whether if it's hitting on a first date or... Even if you on some marriage type shit, you know what I'm saying? It's much more easier to accomplish those goals now.
Oh, yeah, man, because, you know, nowadays you got hella options. You know, you just turn on your phone, turn on your PC, and, you know, hella profiles pop up. You got the grams and the Snapchats and all type of shit now, you know? So it's definitely more options, definitely more easier, like you say.
Facts. So, look, let me ask you this. When Jave go on a first date, where you going? What are you doing?
That's a good question, man. That's a good question. So, let's see what we can do. Okay, so, you know, Jave might want to just, you know, take a little walk, you know, do something different, take a little walk, you know, walk and talk, see what the person's intellect about, you know, and, you know, after that, you know, you might want to just maybe hit up a little smoothie shop, maybe a coffee shop, get some more talking going on, you know, see how that person's intellect going. And then, you know, you go from there, you know, you might want to, after the coffee, you might want to hit a little restaurant, eat some, and then, you know, see what happens after that.
That's what's up. So hey, let me ask you this. You know what I'm saying? Going on a first date, do you think there should be a set amount of money being spent?
That's also a good question. Definitely, that should be a set, you know, because you don't want to go all out at the same time, you know, because then if you go all out, then you just gonna pick, you just gonna get finessed by the female, you know. You spending, you know, good $300 to $500 on a date, man, you know, she gonna finesse you, you know. You gotta ball on the budget out here, you know. You gotta see what she like, you know.
Though, so like, you know what I mean? Like, do you believe in dinner and a movie on the first night or not?
That could be an option, you know. That, I just mean, me personally, I like to do things that are different, you know, because dinner and the movie sound cliche, you know. Well, not the dinner part, just like the movie part. You can always do dinner, but just like the movie part.
So, look, hey, well, when you approach someone, do you think, like, you can actually tell how long their relationship is going to last? Or like how you should go about it?
Oh yeah, you could definitely tell. Just like I stated, man, just by her intellect, the way, you know, the way y'all feeding off each other, bouncing off each other when y'all converse.
True. You ever had any crazy experiences back in your time?
Let's see if I could think of one. That's a very good question also. Yeah, it was one moment where, you know, I went out, whatnot. Shit, man, I'm just trying to think right now.
Nah, it's cool. You know what I'm just saying? Like,
I can't remember off the bat right now. I really got to think, you know?
Oh, me, I'm already knowing.
I'll definitely get back to you on that one.
That's why you Jabe the Great, man.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm already knowing.
Jabe the Great.
So, like, hey.
That's hilarious.
No, it's all love, bro. So, like, you know what I mean? You remember back in the day, like, what's your take on, like, you remember back in the day to even to get to home base, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, we was writing letters, we was dedicating love songs, we was much more emotional, affectionate type thing, you feel me? Like, we had to meet grandma, we had to meet the uncles, meet the family just to see underwear type shit, you feel me? Like, it wasn't no easy task. Now, you feel me? $40 or, you know what I'm saying, some Chipotle. And you know what I'm saying? Not saying all.
Not even Chipotle.
Damn.
I think just $40 and a $5 piggy bag can do it, man.
Man, hey, y'all say like, what's your take on that? Like, you can't even dedicate songs no more. Like, yo, hey, yo, I was thinking.
No,
about
they
you.
Find that dedicating songs, they find that to be corny now. You gotta maybe listen to some drill. You gotta listen to drill. You gotta be a supposed bad boy now. You can't, if you too genuine. But too nice, you know, they consider that, you know, something else, you know. They don't consider that a good thing.
Because, look, hey, you remember, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you saw, like, the movies that went back in, like, the 50s and 60s. To get a girl back then, motherfuckers was on the corner writing songs, singing to them as they walked past type
right.
shit.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, they might, you know, be in a boy band or something, and they all singing at the same time. Like, you know, but like you say, back in the days, that's how they used to do it.
Yeah, so
nowadays you gotta be a little bit more aggressive.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can't sit on the corner and sing to a bitch as you walk past, you feel me? Motherfucker definitely gonna jay down on you. She fuck around and spray you with paper with mace if you try to follow her down the street singing.
She gonna laugh at you and she gonna just friend zone you. Just consider that the friend zone.
And that's crazy, cause back then motherfuckers really put their heart and soul into trying to impress somebody, you feel me?
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts.
You know,
we gotta live up to the days now, you know, and you know, we just gotta get used to it and become, you know, adjust to it, you know, become adjusted to it.
Facts, big facts. Cause you know what I'm saying, like keep it a buck. Back in the day, like them 50s and them Gillette blades wasn't as sharp, you feel me? So like when motherfuckers be trying to shave and you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker definitely had hairy coochie, Z. Like, that shit wasn't on no whole. You know what I'm saying? Like, them blades was not sharp. Motherfucker used to sing their heart out just to get some of that shit, G. You feel me? That shit was probably fire as fuck back in the day, though. No lie.
Shit, hairy coochies was a style back in the day. Now, you know, the style's bald. Maybe they got a little line up, a little zigzag going. Maybe a little fade, little taper down there, you know?
Yeah, facts. But you know what I'm saying? But, like, as time went on, like I said, like, it's crazy. And salute to all the women that's out there still with respect for themselves. But, you know what I'm saying? Like,
always.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like them the real queens, no matter the race or age, you know what I'm saying? As long as you respect yourself and protect yourself. But you got those that's just out there reckless. Like, back in the day, that they cared about the respect, the self-respect, the name-calling, the body count. It's like now, in your opinion, what's the average body count on a female 21 and up?
21 and up, yeah. definitely more than 20 bodies. So
damn.
20, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, they reckless out here, you know. That's why, you know, there's more diseases and things like that, things of that nature more than ever nowadays.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you said 20 and up on a 20-year-old.
Well, you got to think about it. She in college. So, you know, when you in college, they going to go crazy. You know, college is something else. You know, they might act like that goody girl, but in reality, you know, she not being that goody girl. You know, she doing a lot of things behind them curtains that we don't know about.
Damn, you a goon. Hey, so, like, you like, if a woman, like, if you asked a woman what's their body count, do you think you being disrespectful or not?
Nah, you just being direct, you being truthful, and that's a good thing because they, you know, I mean, most of the time, you know, I feel like they might lie about it just to sound, you know, like them. Their general number is always 5, but you know damn well it's not no damn 5.
Yeah, that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like that's real. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not, because you know what I'm saying? Men do their thing too, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy on how even the men of today is more self-sufficient. Like, meaning, like, they don't need a woman to cook. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy that more men now are cooking and doing the home body work, you know what I'm saying, than the females. You feel me?
Exactly.
But like I said, but it's still females out there that, you know what I'm saying, that still be trying to take care of home and do this and that, please they man type shit. But you also now, I think more in days, you got more females doing less and the man is doing more. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's very true. Wow. Something to think about.
Yeah, that's big facts. You feel me? So, like, you know what I mean? What's some of the stuff, like, you know what I'm saying? I know, you know what I'm saying, you taking, you know what I'm saying? You're not a single guy, but, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What is some, like, respectfully, what is some turn-ons and turn-offs when a female approach you or vice versa, you approach a female? What's some stuff that can happen that a female could do or present herself that'll make you be like, nah?
Man, you know, just basic. She acting like a thotty, you know? She acting like a thotty. That right there says enough. And she cursing, you know, she cursing too much, or, you know, she being loud, she being obnoxious, you know? Things of that nature, you know, could lead to me saying, nah, you know?
Yeah, that's real talk. So, like, even on some, like, to me, I think one of the biggest turnoffs is, like, when you ask a question, like, about the future or something, and a motherfucker don't have a plan, or, you know what I'm saying, or is not as encouraged, I mean, you know what I'm saying, more into wanting to do something for themselves than you are. Like, I think the energy should always be matched. You feel me?
Even if, also, sorry to cut you off, but also being disrespectful, that's just not. It's gonna be a no for me.
Yeah.
She always gotta be respectful.
What about, like, the females that be gangbanging?
Oh, they get no play. We gonna leave them to the gangs. That's exactly what they gonna do is get gang bang. We ain't with that.
For sure. What is some stuff that'll make a Jay propose on site?
That's also a good question, my guy. What's gonna make me propose on site? Wow. My goodness. I think colored eyes is a big and major thing, you know. Colored eyes, you know, on a woman, real powerful, you know. Things like, you know, when it comes to those type of body parts, you know, even though we don't want to go there and get, you know, we gotta have the intellect and what's internally. But something about the eyes, you know, when you look at those eyes and they're all colored and beautiful, that make you want to propose on site.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't, like, to me, I'm not into cockeyed women. You feel me?
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely not, you know?
Nah, hey, you know what? You know what's dope to me? One of the first things that I look at a female, bro, is the eyebrows.
That's powerful, too. If she got some nice... lined up eyebrows.
Yeah,
you know,
natural.
That says a lot about a woman.
Natural.
Natural, exactly.
You feel me? You can't use
also
a sharpie.
Also, natural eyelids, too.
That's facts. Them lashes is real.
Natural eyelids, too.
Them lashes are motherfucker, bro. Salute to the females with natural eyelashes and eyebrows. That's
exactly.
Facts. Cause that shit definitely go a long way. Cause it's like, I mean, if you need enhancements, like, you know what I mean, the extensions, the weave, eyelashes, and all that, like, it's cool, but that's an expensive habit to keep up.
Exactly. I mean, did I say eyelids or eyelashes?
You said eyelids.
That's yeah. What I meant. I meant eyelashes.
Nah, it's cool.
Yeah, eyelashes. You know, a lot of girls keeping up with them eyelashes when they should just, you know, leave them natural. You know, it's like,
they don't need them.
They don't need them. They don't need them. Exactly.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? But just the whole, I never understood the hype around that or drawing on the eyebrows.
Right. And they could feel comfortable sporting they natural hair too. You know, it's not all. I see a lot of girls rocking wigs and fake hair nowadays. You know, you can look beautiful sporting your natural hair.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? This natural beauty in general, I think that's what draws me into it. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at a female, you look like, yo, she could have my baby one day type shit. And it's like, I want my baby to look how you would look when you was born, not what you created 30 years later. You feel me?
Yeah, a lot of girls, you know, they just feel plain insecure nowadays, you know, and when it comes to the internet, you know, they see the Instagram models and Snapchat models and all this type of stuff. They become insecure themselves, you know, when, you know, they should not look at those outer things and look internally and feel the beauty within. And that's what's going to make her a beautiful person, you know. She's going to glow and people going to see that.
The right guy
going to see that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just coming correct with the right personality, I think what will overshadow anything, any insecurity, body shame that a female has for herself. You know what I mean? Just have that self-respect. I think that's super dope.
Exactly. I agree.
Big facts. You feel me? You ever had an incident where you felt like, you know what I'm saying, love at first sight type shit or no?
Love at first sight? That's a good question. Yeah, it could have been love at first sight. You know, like I stated, you know, just, you know, her outer beauty, you know, make you feel love at first sight. You know, but, you know, you always got to look at the internal because that could stay different in the future, you know?
Oh, yeah, big facts. You feel me? Like,
you know, she could have curly hair, colored eyes, you know, and all the goods and stuff. And that can make you feel love at first sight, but who knows? That might not be love at first sight at the same time, you know?
You real talk. You get to know them, and to find out they got a learning disability or they can't read out loud.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Would you stay on a date with a female that can't pronounce the words on the menu, and you would have to help out, or not? You walking off or not?
Say that one more time, okay?
I said, you staying on a date with a female that got a learning disability and can't pronounce the words on the menu.
Oh, man, shit. So if she can't pronounce the words on the menu?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you gotta help her out, type shit, pronouncing the shit.
Man, no, that's a no-go for me. She gotta pronounce every word on that menu.
There you use.
That's a no-go. We gonna leave that to another disabled veteran. You know, maybe that's gonna be her perfect match.
Yeah. So you walking off on site?
And I don't have nothing against disabled. You know, because I appreciate everybody.
No, I mean, it ain't just being really disabled. It's just, you know what I'm saying, shorty can't read properly or correctly. Her reading level ain't up to par. You going to walk off on site? You just going to get up and leave?
Well, I might try to educate her a little bit, you know. I might try to train her a little bit, you know, and maybe get her hooked on phonics or something. I'm going to tell her to search some on the internet, you know, where she can learn such thing, you know. But yeah. she gotta be able to read, you know. That's she gotta be able to read, especially, you know, that's important for me. I like intellect, like I stated before. As she gotta be able to read on the college level, you know.
Facts.
More than that.
That's real shit. That's big facts, you feel me? Like you never had a situation like that, right? Or nah?
I never had a situation like that. I find that to be quite kiddish, you know, quite childlike. No, I mean we all have our, you know, childlike, you know, symptoms and whatnot, but something like that is very major. You know, that's a no go for me.
Yeah, you say you just gonna get up and send her an Uber. Damn.
Man. I mean, not gonna send her an Uber, man. I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna try to, you know, teach her, maybe train her a little bit, educate her, you know, and she still don't understand, you know, try at least, you know, to learn how to read. And we gonna send her that Uber black.
Damn. Hey, look, let me ask you this question, though. In your mind, you know what I'm saying, in your opinion, though, do you think that it's all right for the female to pay for the date? Would you
lie? She can pay for the date. I mean, that shows bonus points to me. You know, that's a bonus. That's a bonus 100 points for me. She pays for the date. That shows she can handle her own. She is independent.
That's facts. You know what I'm saying? But, like, would you? Because, you know, the stereotype of a man letting a woman pay for the date, especially the first date or so, you know what I'm saying? The stereotype is like, yo, he broke. He ain't got enough money type shit. You feel me?
Right. And then, you know, basically when they got money and stuff like that, you know, they won't even look your way type shit, you know.
Man,
don't hit it, pass you up.
That's fact. That's crazy. You feel me? But, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that'll be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly never had that happen. But, like, you know what I'm saying? It's always been an ego thing with me on some, like, yo, I got to pay for the date type shit. But if a female, like, nah, I got it. Chill out. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. All right. I ain't going to argue. I ain't going to fight.
Exactly. Yeah, I ain't going to argue with it either. I ain't going to fight about it. You want to pay for the date? You want to pay for the occasion? Hey, by all means, let's do this, you know? Because, you know, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time, you know? I'm gonna make sure of that, you know, because you handle that payment and it's going to be right.
That's real talk. So, hey.
It shows a lot. It shows a lot when a woman can handle her own.
Oh, yeah, big fact. You know what I'm saying? Do you believe relationships should always be 50-50? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or do you feel like the man should put more effort or the female should put more effort type shit?
Nah, I feel like it should be 50-50, man. I feel like, you know, it should be 100 and 100, you ask me. 100 and 100, both on the same vibe, you know?
That's real
putting
shit.
Putting in their all, you know, making it work. Communicating.
That's facts. I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think is with the marriages nowadays not lasting as long as they used to back in the day? What do you think is the main reasons, in your opinion? Well, some of the main reasons on why relationships, marriages, and everything is not even working out as long or in general.
Lack of communication, lack of understanding, social media, you know, paying attention to too much social media and profiles and see how many followers or who you're following and just worrying about shit like that, you know, it's not going to get you far in a relationship. You know, you got to be able to understand and adjust to the current ways and the current vibes of today, you know?
That's real shit, you know what I'm saying? I definitely agree, because it's like, when social media came about, people were sliding in DMs and, you know what I'm saying, all that other stuff, commenting on pics. That right there definitely played a part, can play a part.
Exactly. It's so accessible for somebody to reach your other half. You feel me? It's so accessible at any moment, you know, whether it's Snapchat, Instagram, you know, she or he might have a hidden dating app, you know, motherfuckers don't even know about and shit. You know, motherfuckers might be on Bumble or motherfucking, what's that other biggest site?
Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle, exactly. Christian Mingle, other one.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot. You feel me? BlackPeopleMeet.com.
It's a lot of them, man. BlackPeopleMeet.com, shit. Everything, bro. I forgot what's that other one called. It's on the tip of my tongue. Can't even call it. Yeah, man, social media has definitely been a big factor when it comes to those things.
I mean, but also, though, like, social media has also brought people together type shit. You feel me?
It also brought people together. Exactly. That's a good look right there. No, definitely, because it has brought me together in some of my relationships.
That's dope. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hold you too long. It's definitely an honor to, you know what I'm saying, to rock out with you, you know what I'm saying, get your point of view, your opinions on the dating, in the dating world, you feel me? But, hey, look,
no problem.
Hey, you know what I'm saying, but before we leave, and you know what I'm saying, for those that is trying to have a successful relationship, or just, you know what I'm saying, trying to go about, build that courage to start a relationship, you got any encouraging words for them?
Absolutely, you know, never lose hope. Pray about it, you know, be confident, be understanding, you know, put yourself in each other's shoes. And that's about it.
That's facts. That's word from Jave the Great. That's real shit.
Thank you, sir. Shout out my guy Smith. Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
No problem. Hey, there you have it. Till next time, let's get it. Yeah.